Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
It has just begun.
The weekend is here.
How are you, Ben?
Put your hands up in the air.
Put your hands up in the air.
That's what I said.
I was just repeating.
How is everybody? That's why we won an award for radio excellence.
Well, why?
Because we say, I don't know.
Exactly that. It's that seamless kind
of... It's very seamless. Cut on the bias. And a big hello to all our dockers. If you're docking in, let us know who you are and how you feel. Docking in with us, that is.
You're listening to Joy Melbourne and you're with Frank and Benny.
The Two Fat Latte.
Bonds are doing an amnesty with dodgy undies.
Oh, are they?
They are. They're not wanting people...
Do you have dodgy undies?
Oh, yes. Don't you have dodgy undies? Everybody's got dodgy undies. You kind of go back to them because they're kind of comforting in a way. Don't you think?
I've changed the style.
What style?
Of the undie. And since so, I've hang changed...
On,
the, no, we don't want to...
I want to know from what
there are
you
people
went to.
Eating their dinner tonight, Frank.
I want to know from what to what. Can we know that?
Oh, it's secret latte business.
Did you go
business.
From a bikini to a boxer?
It's secret latte business.
Or a bikini to a G.
It's not polite to ask a... It's not polite to ask a latte about their panto.
But I'm a latte.
And it's not polite to whistle at them either.
Anyway, there's a dodgy amnesty of dodgy undies. Mm. There's a dodgy amnesty. a Facebook poll by Bonds as part of its...
Oh, not. That's hardly a poll.
Well, you know, it's a focus group.
Yes. Focusing on undies. What do they say?
Has 33% of users had problems with old undies falling down? I don't think I've gone to the point where my undies have just fallen down and worn them. You know, with the dodgy elastic. They have to go in the bin at that point.
I've only had undies that I've had to flush down the loo.
That wasn't because of a dodgy elastic.
No, that was because of a dodgy sphincter. No, it was because of a dodgy bottle of Chardonnay.
Or a dodgy curry.
It was just dodgy white wine.
Anyway.
It was cask. In the days when I did a cask.
So 33% of users had problems with old undies falling down, while almost half of the respondents said that they had their bad underwear was constantly riding up.
Oh, I've never had riding up.
Oh, I have.
Have you had riding
up?
I've had misplaced.
I've had a bit of riding up.
I've had misplaced leg.
What do you mean?
When you know when you got the where the leg something happens in the leg area.
What?
And you get into someone's car, like you're feeling all nice, and then you get in the car, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of crush.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, so it doesn't collect your jewels properly.
There's a minor an alignment that's not quite right.
Oh, that's a dodgy undie.
Yeah, that's dodgy.
Yeah. But the interesting thing about this survey was it found that most people suffer through their problems.
Yes.
Of dodgy undies.
Yes.
But they hate it if their partners had dodgy undies and wore them. Oh. So they don't like it if their partner's like, if you have to look at it.
Does the dodgy undie also contribute to getting caught in the zip? Have you?
No, I haven't. Our producer Paul has something to
producer
say.
Producer Paul.
Can I just say something? Because this is very topical.
Yes.
My partner Jason.
Yes. Jay Latte.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay Latte. he likes to wear them out.
He wears what out?
Undies.
He wears them
what
out.
What do you mean?
As in, I had
on to the street.
I had to chuck them in the bin.
Oh.
They were threadbare. I had to chuck them in the bin.
When you say threadbare, were they almost like lacy?
Yes.
Like holes?
Yes. And he's probably listening. He's probably very angry at me for telling this, but it's true. I had to throw him in the bin. I got angry.
It's comforting to have a really nice pair of undies that you used to and you love.
Yeah, and he went out and bought a new pair.
But isn't it nicer to put on something new?
Well, that's...
That's a real treat.
It's nice to put on underwear.
You should try putting on something new, Frank.
The new royal couple, William and Weighty Katie, are getting married and they've decided on their wedding date, April 29, 2011.
I'm a huge fan of pork.
Everyone's so happy for them, even that horse Camilla.
It's wicked.
But at the Two Fat Lattes, we're not happy. The Brits get a public holiday, we don't. Not fair. The Two Fat Lattes, threatening to go Republican anytime soon. Joy 94.9.
How come those boys never do Movember?
They should, especially the orange one.
The royal wedding, they've announced the date. Is it a good date?
They've announced the date, have they?
It was the 29th of April. Right.
It's around Easter time.
Do we know what is happening astrologically at that time?
You're in an Aries zodiac.
What's sign is Will?
Well, it's Taurian.
Is he a Taurian?
No, I don't know what he is. 29th of April.
Oh, it's a Taurian wedding.
It is.
So that could be all right. That's very there's an earthy vibe.
Is there?
What about Kate Middleclass? What's her star sign?
I don't know when she was born. We'll get our producer to look it up and he can tell us.
Producer Paul's going to look up. So we need Kate Middleclass's astro sign.
Are you going to do some sort of astrological analysis?
I'm going to make some predictions.
Are you? Okay. Yes. So we'll find out the signs of Middleclass.
I know one prediction that is obviously going to come true.
What?
That
they'll have children?
No, the orange one's going to get drunk at the wedding.
Oh, well, that's a given.
That's a given.
Because it's not his wedding, so he's allowed
to. So he can just kick up his heels.
He can.
Can you imagine what sort of party? Producer Paul's waving at me. Yes?
January 9th.
January 9th.
For who?
Kate.
So she's
middle class.
She's a Capricorn.
She's a Capricornia.
Capricorn. So she's really boring.
That's your earth sign?
She must be really bad in bed.
Really?
Capricorns are shocking.
Are they? Have you been with one?
They do really bad cum face.
Well, you know, if that marriage is going to work, he's either going to be a Taurian.
Well, I don't know how they're going to pay.
Or a Virgo.
I don't know how they're going to pay the mortgage, quite frankly.
Oh, they won't cope.
They get lots of rent from their properties. Oh, what is she going to be like? Is she going to do a Princess Diana haircut? Remember when she did the haircut? No, what she's got to do next is she's got to have a photo taken in the sunlight showing
her undies.
Showing a muff.
What
the
is
21st
it?
Of June. So is he a Gemini?
He's a Gemini.
Is he a Cancer? I knew it. He's got
a
really
Cancerian.
Yes, he can't dress. Oh my God, a Cancerian, and what was she? A
Capricorn.
Oh,
do you think that'll work?
Like the CCs. Oh dear. Can Cancer and Capricorn get it off?
I don't think so. I think for that to work, it should have been a Capricorn and a Taurian. Or a Capricorn and a Virgo.
I don't know. Whatever it needs. They need lots of drink. Well, I do. Champagne. It's Daniel from Bendigo.
Yes.
Daniel from Bendigo says, "Hi, guys. Listening to your great show before heading out later tonight." And we know that Daniel is lying.
Why?
Because there's nowhere to go out in Bendigo at night.
Maybe he's travelling to Melbourne.
Oh, come off it. Yeah. No, he's trying to do the Bendigo upsell. Like he's going to tell us they've got electricity. You know that look?
Yes, I do.
Oh, come, it's got electricity. I've got to tell people, I told Frank, there was a show during the week. I don't know the name of the show, but it was on Foxtel. It was one of those reality shows where they have like models doing funny things. You know, I don't know, it's a reality show about models. And one of the models was this kind of like, she presented herself as a kind of Russian princess. And she was doing this photo shoot.
Right.
But they had to fly to the Caribbean on a private jet.
As right. you do.
So she was all excited. She had, you know, she had her model clothes on and she had her hair combed and all that sort of stuff. And she was at the airport. And anyway, they eventually came back and told her that she wasn't able to get on the flight because her documents don't marry up with her name.
Right.
Now, her name, her model name was Deborah Skrushelinski or something like that. And so the all show, they all during the show, they were calling her Deborah. You know, Deborah this, Deborah that. And I said, wow, what a really weird name, Deborah. Anyway, do you know what the name on her birth certificate was?
What?
Deborah Christine. Her name was Deborah, but she called herself Deborah. Deborah.
Is it because of her accent? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, she talked like Deborah. You know, she was talking like Deborah.
Maybe that's why.
Oh, and they just misheard.
Probably.
It's getting closer to Christmas, a time of happiness, a time of cheer. But sorry, we've got some bad news. Julie from MasterChef is releasing her own music CD that she sang on.
Chris.
The Two Fat Lattes won't be stuffing your stocking with that this Christmas. Trust me.
Joy 94.9.
And I really hope that it's like an heirloom for people.
Tia, did you?
I didn't know she was releasing an album.
She's releasing an album.
How did you uncover that?
Well, she could. She didn't do very well with the cookbook. So she thought she'd sing about
Who
it.
Who thought that she could sing?
Who thought she. You know, I don't mind.
You don't mind what?
What? I don't mind it trying to sing.
You don't mind it trying to.
I don't mind. And I don't mind Channel 9 trying to sell it to us. But. Can someone at Channel 9 please hand her a brush? Because brush and some sleeves. Do you want to hear some of the album?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Through the years we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shine.
Oh, my ears just bled.
Oh, she was holding that note.
Oh, that's no Susan Boyle.
Well, I was going to say. Oh,
same hairy
bit,
chest.
She's a bit Subo at the beginning.
She's a bit Subo.
But then it kind of, you know.
Oh, that's not natural.
It fell apart.
That's not natural.
How many songs?
Nine hits.
Nine of those.
Nine mega hits. But look, if you're going to do it, well, yes. I mean, Boyle had the pluck.
What do you mean? Oh, you reckon
They need to do.
She needs a makeover.
She needs a comb. Because I've never seen someone look constantly wet. Is she the dampest person? She always looks like she just walked out of the shower.
She does. But, you know, she's sweating it up in the kitchen.
No, I don't know what's wrong. There's something. We need David Attenborough's help. We're talking about the beige of the beige and Christmas parties.
Have you had yours yet?
No.
Are you organising it?
No, because my bosses are actually Jewish, so we don't have celebrations.
Oh, but they'd have something similar, surely. A Hanukkah party.
Oh, we might have a Hanukkah party.
Why not? Doesn't it fall around the same time?
No, we do. We just have a general
celebration. A celebratory drink.
Yeah, we have a celebratory drink.
Nice.
Yes. Where was yours?
At work.
Oh, you didn't go out.
We went to the tea room.
Oh, that makes me ill. You went to the tea room.
No, this is like the unofficial one because we have an official one where we do all go out.
Where do you go?
Well, it's organised somewhere else, but like I'm not going to be there this year, so I haven't even bothered to be engaged in it.
Oh, dear.
Do
they buy dinner?
Yeah, they buy you lunch.
Oh, okay.
No, it's lunch.
And is it entree and main?
Yes, it is.
Dessert?
Well, that I don't know. Mm. I think you can choose. Sometimes you can choose.
Sometimes they make you choose.
Yeah.
And you're made to feel really like a bad rainbow if you want all three.
Oh, really?
Or you can't have all three. Sometimes you can even
is
have
that
a bowl.
Rude?
Sometimes you may be able to have a bowl of chips as a side. Aren't the beige gorgeous?
They are gorgeous.
When they go OTT, when the beige attack.
Well, you know, we were talking about Kate Middleclass and yes, and
Kate,
Willie.
Did you do some Kate Middleclass
look,
action
I thought I need
research?
To know what I need to know what their star signs say. And this was kind of appropriate because we were talking about Kate.
Okay, let me click onto my website. Go.
Now, Kate was our Capricorn, wasn't
she's
she?
She's a Capricorn.
So she's very down to earth.
Well, apparently. That's what they say about Capricorns.
Well, listen to this.
But, you know, Capricorns are uptight.
Are they?
Name one Capricorn you know that isn't uptight.
I don't know many.
And they're really stingy.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, not the ones that I know. Anyway.
They are tight.
Well, listen to this. Yeah. Money matters look confusing, so tread carefully.
See, money matters.
You're not in a social mood.
You're not paying for your wedding.
You're more inclined to retreat, reflect, and research or review.
Well, she's doing lots of research, looking for churches. And reception centres.
And gold digging. Relaxation is a rare treat for you.
Ooh.
So make the most of it.
So not much sex happening.
Do you want to hear Willie's?
Yeah, what's Willie's?
Now, he was a Cancerian, wasn't he?
He's a Cancer. That which didn't shock me much because Cancerians have really bad wardrobes.
No, but it says here that Gemini...
They don't know how to dress.
If he was born June 21, he's still a Gemini.
Oh, so he may have a sense of humour.
He may.
He may try to make people laugh.
So which one do you want me to read, Gemini or Cancer?
He's a cusp then, I think.
He is.
Let's read Gemini because I think I don't see him. Well, I do see him as a Cancer, but he's probably a Gemini. Does Prince William have a sense of humour though? Go, read.
I'll read you the Cancerian one. You're likely to overreact to situations or get emotionally confused.
Oh, he doesn't look confused to me.
Keep your cool, crabs.
Oh, he's got cool crabs.
And avoid blurting out things that you'll later regret.
Like, will you marry me? That's our prophecy. Don't do it.
Physical exercise is a great way to let off steam.
Oh, be on top.
See, she's not giving she's not giving anything.
And she's not giving it away. Cost him a sapphire and a couple of diamonds.
Now, we've got a homo helpline that came in a couple of days ago.
We did.
Because I think they had to think about this one.
I'm going to have to click on the email, don't I? Here it is. It just came up. So, it starts off, hello, Blarte and Flarte. It's from Craig, actually. He says, I have an in-laws homo helpline emergency.
Oh, God. In-laws?
Yes, I've lived with my partner for over 10 years. Oh, how tiring. And his family, they are very nice and live in in country Victoria. They moved from a pretty feral town from northern Victoria, which is like the desert, about 6 years ago, to a gorgeous little town about 2 hours outside of Melbourne. This property has huge gardens, lots of room, running water, hot water, electricity, telephone even, air conditioning, a lovely outdoor entertainment area, everything you could want in a beautiful home in the country.
Gorgeous.
Okay. Now
no problem yet.
Now they are selling this place and want to move about 5 minutes down the road to a place where the house looks like a shed. My partner walked around the veranda and fell through the floorboards.
Oh, no.
Needs a bit of TLC, sounds like. The house is tiny. I thought it was actually a shed. There is no electricity whatsoever.
No electricity?
That's outrageous. Not even power lines outside the house. Sometimes you need a power line.
Well, yeah, they want to live by candlelight.
There is no gas, no running water, no telephone. However, they have heaps of creepy crawlies, bug spiders, huge flying cockroach things, and no doubt snakes. It's a very long-winded.
It is. What's the point?
It's a huge letter. I haven't got down to it yet. Now, my partner's father is very good at building and carpentry, etc. So I have no doubt the place will eventually be nice. Be as nice as. However,
do you want me to cut to the chase?
Yes. What's it say, Frank? Because I'm tired. Craig, you're boring the shit out of us. What is Craig on about?
Okay, so he says, if it has no power, no water, lots of creepy crawlies, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
No hot or cold water, and most importantly, no air con.
Yes.
I ain't going. So he doesn't want to go.
Oh, so the problem is he's a homo.
He says, they are lovely people, but they're going through some sort of get out of the debt tree change, midlife crisis thing.
I can understand that.
So they're cheapening down.
They're cheapening. So he says, but why do we have to get dragged along as well?
Right.
Oh, that's not very kind, Craig.
Well, I guess, Craig, that's not really... You can't...
Well, maybe his in-laws aren't actually living for him.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, you know. I know it's difficult going
maybe
along.
Maybe you need to suck it up, Princess.
Or he could just, you know, just treat it as if he was going camping.
He could. You and know? We know Craig is very good at camping. We can tell. My partner needs to see his parents occasionally, of course, but I'm not going to stay in some bark humpy riddled with spiders in the sweating heat and no water to stay there.
Oh, so he doesn't like spiders. Oh,
he says, I don't do heat or spiders.
He sounds like the kind of guy who loves to plug in a crimper.
A straightening iron. What's two girls from the city who love air conditioning, comfort and water and phones and no spiders to
do? I think, Craig, you're looking at it in the wrong way. He needs to contextualise it a bit better and think of it as going camping. Bring himself a little camping outfit.
I think it's like he needs to embrace the outdoor, the Australian iconic outdoor lifestyle.
Do you think so?
Yeah, hug a redback.
Hug a redback.
You know what I mean? Like, get your hands on a rattler. No, we don't have rattlers.
We don't have rattlers.
What have we got? We got brown snake. I love brown snake.
Do you? Wrap it round yourself.
Like a shawl.
Like a shawl.
Yeah. Maybe a bit of dingo on the shoulder. Think of it as fashion, Craig. Just, you put a brown snake around your arm like they're very in fashion.
Like a Medusa thing.
Like a snake bracelet.
Right.
Right? Mm. And then you could have like redback earrings and a dingo throw over your shoulders. You are
Aussie, be fabulous.
We call it Aussie couture.
So Craig, you can't do anything about your in-laws, but you can do something about yourself. And I think what Benny's suggesting is probably a good thing.
Well, I'd like just
to embrace
see the positive in the rot. Do you know what I mean? If you see the beige heading for a train crash, embrace it. Like,
They won't listen to reason.
Those beige, when they've got their eyes set on something, when they've got their mind set on it, they are like freight trains with no brakes. Aren't they? They're like A380s minus an engine. Craig, just think of yourself as Grace Sullivan. Go back to the, what was that show called?
The Sullivans. Oh.
A lot of people have written in and want to know their star signs.
From us.
So I think we're going to do the latte star signs.
Latte star signs?
Yeah, latte astrology.
Latte
astrology. I don't know what it is, but anyway.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, so okay. Shall we start? We'll get a bit of music.
We have to evoke the universe.
Is it coming to you?
Have you got your crystals out? Let me see your crystals.
They're out.
Oh, they're big.
Large crystals.
I'm going to get my candle out.
Let me light it. Hang on.
Don't touch the wick. Okay. Are we ready?
Are we ready?
First star sign tonight is Aries.
Gorgeous.
No, you're not. Aries, your willpower is shocking.
Oh, I've got bad willpower.
Yes, you won't be able to overcome your anxiety this week. Anxiety is very high, so if you're a friend of an Aries, steer clear of them, because all they do is complain.
Oh, do they? Are they whingers?
Yeah, they're real big whingers. Everything goes wrong for Aries. It's because they can't remember that good things come in small packages. They're always seeing the glass half empty.
Oh, no good. Is that just this week or just in general?
In general. They generally just rot. Now, Taurus. Taurians.
Now, I like a Taurian.
Taurians.
They're very headstrong, those
You
Taurians.
May feel like you're awakening from a very deep sleep. So wipe the crust from the corner of your eye and get on with it, Tauria.
Tauria?
Oh, look, expect some changes this week, Taurus.
But it's not a good idea to expect changes, Benny.
Why?
Because that's what it says.
They don't. Well, that's the problems with Taurians. They never expect.
Oh, so it's just going to happen.
Yeah, well, they expect it to happen, but they don't put in the hard yards.
Oh.
Gemini. This week, the environment might seem a little bit chaotic for Geminis because they think that the world revolves around them. Or they've got all the answers.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really, Gemini?
They're very warm-hearted, but they...
It's about them.
But they should keep their advice to themselves because basically no one's really interested. Cancer.
I heard the Virgo's going to be a good one.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. No, Cancer.
They're very homely, those Cancerians.
Well, they try to be. Look,
do they?
They're a little bit out of control financially this week.
Are they?
Yeah, there's a bit of unfortunate energy happening in their finance arena. Just stop shopping, Cancer, because you have no taste and you're buying shit and you can't wear it and you look like crap. So there you go. Better luck next week. Leo. Leos this week have, you know, the problem with Leo, they put something out there and they actually get it. These are the annoying people in the zodiac who, when they want something, they put it out there and they actually get it. And when they get it, they fall apart.
They gloat about it as
no,
well.
No, they fall apart. So go ahead, ask for what you want, but remember that that if it comes, you have to enjoy it and go for it. Hi, okay, girls, you need a Homo helpline? Well, here's mine. I have Kris Kringle at work and we can only spend $25. And I've got a guy who I think is straight curious.
What? Straight curious?
Straight curious. What do I get him?
Well, you can't make that assumption. Especially, you can't get anything sexual.
Well, he either is curious or he's not.
Well, you know, if it's going to be opened, if this present's going to be opened in front of other people... It's probably not appropriate.
Oh, you can't give him something.
No.
You can't give it to him in private.
Not a penis or something.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't... He's saying that he's straight curious.
So he's not like bi curious.
No.
So he's straight... Oh, I know people
but could
like...
But turn.
I know people
maybe
like
give
that.
Him a six-pack of beer.
Oh, of beer. I thought you meant like go to...
He may not be curious
in,
after that.
Invest in the gym for 6 months. What do you buy a straight curious male?
Something that can be opened up in front of other co-workers.
What about the Julie Christmas album?
Oh, gorgeous. Oh, beautiful. Hang on. She's going to hit the high note.
She's going to hit it. Shut the hell up, lady. You are wicked. You could buy... I think every beige needs that CD just to remind them who they are. Who you voted in as King Beige.
Queen Beige.
That, she just, that sums
it. Do you reckon that? Would that make him straight curious after he gets that?
I think that could work in your favour.
We're doing, Well,
we're just kind of doing a bit of astro travel tonight.
We had a lull in Homo helpline and we thought we'd go into astro travel.
Yeah, so...
do the zodiac.
We're up to Virgo.
Are we?
Yes. Can I just bathe you in some white light?
Bathe me.
Virgo. Now, Virgos this week are in a spot of bother because Virgos...
You're including yourself.
Yes, because
good.
Virgos...
Burko.
Virgos want to go Burko.
They do.
Virgos need to get the ball rolling. So they need to get up off their ass and do something. So if you're around a Virgo and you see them sort of... Kick them up the bum. Tell them, get off your ass and do it. Because they'll just talk about it all week. Now, Libra...
That includes both of us.
It does. Libra. Libra. What can we say about Libra?
Well...
Libras, they want to take...
I like shiny things.
They like... Yeah.
They love shiny things.
They love things that glisten. And one of the things that glisten at the moment is the idea of getting away, escaping.
For this particular
week. So be very careful. If you're around a Libran, they're going to want to make plans to get away.
And they overanalyze. Don't they?
Well, they try to. They're not very good at it because they haven't got confidence.
Oh, there's no confidence.
No, they can't make a decision, so they're going to, like, drag you in. So if they're looking to go on holiday, they're going to drag you in to try and make you make a decision.
Oh, you have to make it for them.
You're for them, for Libra, because they're weak as piss. Now, Scorpio. Scorpios, look, I'm not really sure.
They're very, they sting.
They sting.
They can sting.
They've been going to the gym a bit this week.
Have they?
No, not yet. They will be soon.
Oh, because... Are you predicting the future now?
I'm not really sure what to say about Scorpios, except if you know a Scorpio without hair, they're probably wearing a cap. that's just what they're like.
Oh, they like to hide things. Is that what you're saying? Is that their nature, to hide things?
All I'm going to say about Scorpio is that they need to be a bit more optimistic about their future.
But you know what? Scorpios remember lots. And you don't know when it's coming, but it'll come back at you.
Yes. Sagittarius, you really need to get your wallet out.
Oh, have they been a bit stingy?
And shut your mouth. Oh, can everyone just look at a Sagittarian and just say, shut the hell up and buy something, you tired ass. Capricorns are going to do a bit of mind play this week.
Are they?
Yeah, Capricorns love manipulating people's minds. Ooh. But they've got to watch out, because that manoeuvre to get attention is going to get them into some hot water. They might regret that later.
Ooh.
Okay? So if you know a Capricorn, take everything they say with a grain of salt, because they're trying to mess with your mind.
Oh, do they mess with minds?
They certainly do. They're never straight. They never come out with a straight statement. Aquarians, take that ridiculous cardigan off and get a proper haircut. Someone your age should not be trying to dress like an emo. No, relationships are complex for Aquarians at the moment.
They're always complex for Aquarians.
So I would avoid at all cost melodramatic meltdowns with Aquarians. Avoid any emotional discussions with an Aquarian.
But you can't have them anyway.
You can't, because they know what's right.
They do.
Yeah, they are pathetic. Pisceans. Pisceans, you know, you've got to shut up about weight loss.
Oh, really?
Pisceans are going to be talking about losing weight.
Yeah,
this
they
week
take in water.
Because there was that burst of a couple of hot days. So Pisceans were like, they were like really annoying to be around, because all they could talk about was, you know, maybe I should get liposuction, maybe I need some plastic surgery.
It's all that water retention, Benny.
It is. They retain a lot of water, and they really know how to bore the shit out of people. Yeah.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production.
www.bigmouthmedia.com.au
and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.